You're tuned to 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Republican State Representative Kerry Pigman of Avon Park has a district which encompasses Okeechobee and western St. Lucie counties. But he's still thinking of the Indian River Lagoon this legislative session. He joins us now.
Here in the 55th District, we are the headwaters for the Okeechobee and really the headwaters for the Everglades as well. And we've been very aggressive in this district with agriculture following the voluntary best management practices to make sure that there's a minimum of nutrient runoff. We've also been the beneficiary of the recanalization of the Kissimmee River, which, of course, allows for storage of water before it gets to Lake Okeechobee during the wet season, but also reestablishes that process by which nutrients are removed from the water.
Outside of the lagoon issue, Pigman has introduced a bill aimed at bringing dentists to urban areas of the state.
Yes, this is a small piece of a larger effort of mine, which is healthcare workforce innovation.
Okay.
You know, I'm a rural doctor. The 55th District is a rural district. We have real issues with just access to care. There aren't many healthcare providers in some of my communities here. So what the dental loan forgiveness program is, essentially a similar program to what we have for registered nurses, where if you agree to practice in a rural area, there is partial loan forgiveness contingent on how many years you decide to do that. So what we're doing is trying to incentivize, in this case, dentists, to come to rural areas, to areas of high need, and a set up practice.
Pigman also has a bill he says he's proud to say has bipartisan support. It deals with prenatal care.
We cover, through Healthy Children, children to 200% of the poverty limit, the federal poverty level. But yet, for pregnant women, we only cover them to 185%. So you see how there's the potential now that you could be a pregnant woman who is more than 185% of the poverty level but below 200%, who would not be eligible for prenatal care, but the moment she delivers the baby would be eligible for Medicaid assistance, which is kind of a silly circumstance. So this is an attempt to kind of fix a imbalance that accidentally, no one intended this to happen, but accidentally appeared in statute.
Pigman is also working to tweak recent legislation which created more student nursing slots. He says he's been working with State Senator Denise Grimsley on this effort.
So Senator Grimsley and I are working on just ensuring that these nursing programs meet nationally accepted accreditation standards. So it's kind of a way of not closing down programs, not shutting down programs, but making sure that all the programs available for Florida are educating their students in nursing responsibly and effectively, because the last thing in the world we want is for some poor guy or gal to finish a nursing education with a huge debt and find that he or she's not well prepared to do the profession.
We've been speaking with State Representative Kerry Pigman. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.